peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome in as we get ready to dive into a pop-up magic blast on Planet Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle, and you are live on Planet Remix. So let's get ready to dive in. We're going to talk about some things, so I want you to really, really quickly grab you something to write with. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, because we're going to talk about how to manifest whatever you want, plus save the world at the same time. That's right. Save the world at the same time. Oh, yes. That is definitely something to cheer about. All right, you guys. Wow. Well, welcome on in. I want to welcome you guys in as we do this Blue Blast. And so if you are tuning into this live or if you're listening to the downloads, it doesn't matter. However you're listening, we are just glad that you are here. The Blue Room is open, of course, over on YouTube if you want to come on in. But I want to talk about this really quickly. First, I want to start out by saying, can we just take a moment of silence as we send some beautiful love and ashe to our sister, Toni Morrison, the beautiful, beloved Toni Morrison. She really gave a voice to the world in such a powerful way. And just an amazing, amazing, powerful sister and spiritual guide on the planet. So we want to send that out to her as, you know, we continue to be in alignment with this energy of this Lionsgate portal. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But really quickly, I want to get to the good stuff. And we're going to talk about how to manifest whatever you want, plus save the world. So I see you guys are all getting yourself all packed in as we come in. So the first thing, because I have a lot of things that have been coming on, so we knew we needed to jump on today so I can bring this message to you so that all of you star beings, all of you magic makers can start to put in the work. This lion's energy that is here, it is packed with a lot of energy. Lots of downloads are coming in. We talked about that. And I know many of you are feeling these downloads. We're seeing it being played out all over the world in so many different ways. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of work in reverse. Because when it comes to manifesting, we're not going to be talking about the law of attraction because I don't want us to attract anything. We want to go straight to manifesting, and that's where we are. We're going to be doing straight manifesting work at this time. So we're going straight to the core of manifesting. But I know that we can shift and change things as they're happening out in the world. And we can do this by several different ways. One, it has to do with the thoughts that we are holding in our minds, what our focus is. It has a lot to do with what we're entertaining in our mind. Our mindset is so important. More than ever, your mindset is so important. And we talk about this a lot. And number two, your feelings, your emotions, your energy. Because this is sending out frequencies and vibration out into the world. And these things are being manifested. And right now, there's a lot of people on the planet that is hurting, that is very troubled, that is in a very, very dark and clouded place, and that they're simply going through a lot of things. While I was inside the Akashic Records, I got a chance to see a vision. And a lot of these visions had to do with lots of wealth and abundance. And the code that we're going to be dealing with is going to be the 888 code. And that's the method of manifestation we're going to be talking about here. I'll be giving that out to you shortly. So I know many of you may be on the go, but we're going to do a spirit quest because there's some other things that are going on. And we're going to be very instrumental in stopping it from happening. Because there's a lot of people planning a lot of things for this gateway. And now more than ever, we need to begin to start using our consciousness to bring the light, to bring the love, and to bring the healing to the planet, especially for those who cannot find their way. So, if you're ready, we're going to dive into it. And then I'll tell you what that has to do with how to manifest whatever you want. But first, we're going to get into the business of saving the world. And when I say save the world, this is about us putting out into the world what we want to see. As a part of the collective consciousness, and we know that that can be measured, that's the energy that we're going to be putting out on Planet Remix. How cool is that? And then each one of you will be able to bear witness to what is going on. So we're going to get ready to do a spirit quest really quickly. And for those of you who've never done a spirit quest before, it's a little different. It's a little different than doing a meditation. In fact, it's quite different than a meditation. So, doing a spirit quest requires you to bring your energy, your focus, and your heart. And that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. I want you right now in this space. We're going to go into a building, and we're actually going into the airport. But we're going into the airport that's going to be closed. And once we get in there, I'll give you instructions. What you're looking for is you're looking for anything that seems out of order. Anything that seems out of order. That you can change how the scenario is going. You can change what's getting ready to happen. So there'll be three places that you can end up: a train station, an airport, and a mall. So wherever spirit takes you, once you arrive, that's what you're looking for. And you will be able to call in divine intervention to stop another disaster from happening. And then I want you to watch, because we will be able to come back and bear witness that we put this energy here, and spirit will send us confirmation that someone attempted to do something. And it was stopped. And oh, they just added another thing to the list. And that is schools. So we have the airport, train station, malls, and schools. Those are the four places that you can end up. And if you end up somewhere else, take it. Ride with it. So all you have to do is listen to me. I'm going to take you in. And energetically, that's your mission. This is how we will do our part with saving the world. So, are we ready? Are we ready, magic makers? Are we all set to go, magic makers? All right, well, we're getting ready to go because we are ready to go. And here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right. I want you to just take a moment. Take a moment. You can close your eyes and just relax. Just relax. Make sure your feet is planted nice and flat on the ground. And make sure your back is up straight. That's it. Excellent. So now, with your eyes closed or open, take a nice deep breath. Take it in through your nose and allow it to slowly come out through your mouth. We're going to open up that energy of our Pyramid Alice so that we can shine some light all over the planet. That's it. Oh, I see you guys. You're floating high, all in the sky. And so now, on the count of three, you will land somewhere on the planet where the energy is calling you. It's calling you to bring love. It's calling you to bring light. And what you're looking for is anything that seems out of place. And you're going to be able to invoke divine intervention to stop it from happening. So wherever it is, whether you end up in an airport, a mall, whether you end up in a school or train station, here we go. One, two, three. You're there. Look around. Go in every room. Look around. See what's happening. See what's going on. Is there someone there? Does their energy look out of place? Do you see a bag? Do you see people on top of the building? Maybe hiding in a bathroom, or maybe standing next to a booth. You're looking. You're looking for where the energy is calling you so that you can cause divine intervention. And all you have to do is look, and you can say, no. Not today. Not anymore. There will be divine intervention. Whether that will be authorities, maybe the weather will happen, maybe someone will capture the person, they will stop it. Maybe their family member will let someone know what's getting ready to happen. But you will cause divine intervention. Maybe the person has a change of heart. But it will happen. Find it. Find it. That's it. Oh, you guys are doing amazing. you are causing divine intervention. Train station, schoolhouse, the mall, airports, wherever. Maybe it's in a neighborhood. Maybe it's at a Walmart. Maybe it's in a grocery store. Maybe it's driving down the street. Wherever. That's it. Send that energy. Send that love. Send that light. That's it. That's it. Excellent. So now it's time for you to come back. You've done your work. You've caused the intervention. It is happening. It is happening now. On the count of three, you will come back. Job well done. And so it is done. One, two, three. And you're back. Excellent job. Excellent job, magic makers. Excellent job, magic makers. Excellent job. Wow. Didn't that feel amazing? Didn't that feel amazing? Wow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, now that you've saved the world, let's get into the second half of what we came together for this blast. This is how to manifest whatever you want. Now, I do want to tell you, if you haven't hit that like or subscribe button, I want you to go ahead and do that. And definitely, I want you to leave a comment here, especially about your experience in the Spirit Quest, what you've seen. You can document it right here. And right now, we currently in the Blue Room have 88 people and more on the phone lines. So I just want to say that we're going to be talking about this amazing Lionsgate Energy 88. Well, it just jumped up in the 90s. Well, here we go. Don't forget to leave a comment. So, how to manifest anything that you want or anything you ever wanted. Anything, absolutely. It doesn't matter whether it's money, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's your health or whatever it is. And these are some of the techniques that myself and Brother Bilal that we share with you guys. Not only do we share some of these things on Planet Remix, but we also share them inside Self-Invested, which, by the way, of course, you know Self-Invested will be going down. If you're interested, you can send an email to questionforblue@gmail.com. So now let's dive into it, because there are three steps that you must do. And if you do these three steps, you will absolutely be able to manifest whatever you want. All right? So step number one, let's talk about it. What is so important when it comes to manifesting whatever you want is your mindset. You have to begin to start getting your mind set to what you want to focus on. And that means keeping yourself in the highest vibration possible, the highest vibration for yourself. So when you wake up in the morning, it absolutely starts there. Or before you go to bed, it absolutely starts there. Keeping your mindset focused on what you want. Baby Nine Eyes in the house. We're going to give her big ups for that. So number one is your mindset. You have to have your mind in a good place. And that means that you have to start speaking what you want to manifest in your life. And I know we think about manifestation, the first thing that comes to mind is money. But I want you to reach for something that's a little bit more sustainable, right? And that is overall abundance, and that is also overall wealth, and it's also overall good mental health. So you can be in a nice, balanced place so you'll know what to do with all the things that you want to manifest in your life. So number one is to have that beautiful, loving mindset and start living from the inside out. Everything that you want to manifest, everything that you want to do, really start getting into that feeling and that emotion of what you want to do at that point. See, this is the place where the law of attraction kind of stops. It kind of stops right there. It's kind of like, you know, slamming on the brakes. But this is really only the beginning, because there are some other steps that you have to do in order to manifest whatever you want. And I promise you, these are techniques that have been tried and tested, and we use them all the time. In fact, we're using it right now. So number two, you must have the tools. When you start to think about what you want to manifest in your life, you have to be able to have the tools and the support and a good sounding board so that you can begin to start feeding your inspiration. Because your inspiration, along with your mindset, is what is sending the frequencies and vibration out into the universe. That is what's sending it out there, so it is creating it. So you have to have the tools. So for instance, if you want to be a chef and you want to learn how to cook, then you have to begin to start diving into that subject. You can't just think about cooking. You have to get you some cookbooks. You have to start experimenting with different recipes. Maybe it's watching YouTube videos. Maybe it's taking a cooking class. It's all of these things that you begin to do. And also working on investing in yourself, because when you're in proper alignment, then the universe begins to open up and download information so that it can activate the DNA, physical and spiritual, inside of you so that you can manifest whatever you want. And so to answer the question, it is absolutely true. Any of us, every single person on the planet, has the ability to manifest everything or anything that you want. Plus, you get the benefit of saving the world too. So next is step is number three. And this has to do with the will. The will is so important. And the will is going to speak to the energy that actually goes into manifesting whatever you want. We talk about these things all the time, but I'm putting them together so you can have them now and put them together. We'll talk about how it's connected to the 888 method as well, and this gateway energy. So you have to have the will, and that will has to be connected beyond you. That means, how is what you're going to manifest, what is that going to do for the world? What is it going to do for humanity? What is that going to do for life? Because we all want to do these things for a purpose. And that's something most people won't tell you. They tell you, forget about this world. Don't do anything in this world. And that's not true. We all came back for a purpose. And that is the main thing that is driving us. One, we want to know who we are. And two, we want to know our purpose, because we all have a divine purpose for us being here. So you have to get very, very clear on that will. Who else will it help? Because that's also going to be the energy that goes out into the world. So the three steps. Number one, your mindset. You have to get clear on what it is you want to manifest. You have to get clear on that. Be very, very clear on what you want to manifest and really write that down. Number two, you have to educate yourself and get the tools that you need. That's why we don't just do lip service on Planet Remix. We give you tools, we give you processes, we give you techniques, we give you magic so that you can begin to start using this. And number three, You have to have the will. If the will is not big enough, the energy is not big enough for what you want, then you're not going to be able to move towards it. And that will has to include not just you, it has to include what you're going to also be giving to the world. And that has to come from the heart. It has to come from the heart. You cannot trick it, absolutely. So those are the three steps. I want to recap them again. Mindset, you got to get clear on what it is. You must know your tools on what you're going to use, and you must have the will, and the will must include more than yourself. The universe does not respond to only receiving. That's why if you're praying, if you're meditating, if you're concentrating, and it's only about you receiving, then the universe is going to ask of you what you ask of it. And if you're only in the position that you just want to receive, the universe is going to start responding that it must receive from you. And this is how sometimes we get ourselves into a constant battle of poverty. You want to receive, receive, and the universe wants you to give, give, give. And you find yourself giving all your energy, giving all your money, giving all your time, and you're not getting anything back. So you have to really make sure that you have these steps in order and that you're not only asking to receive. And that is connected to the will. So now the last part of this, we're going to talk about the 888 method. The 888 method is a method of manifesting. That powerful combination of the number 8, it speaks to wealth and manifestation in itself. Wealth and manifestation is really all about the number 8, and numerology really, really speaks to this as well. And so this has a lot to do with bringing in infinite abundance. But 8 is also that number that resonates to re-energizing, to reactivating, and rebalancing yourself, and ultimately to remixing. And that's why the remix is so powerful, because it is on that wealth code of 8. And so here's what I want you to do, because this 8-8 is some potent energy. And right now we are in the Lionsgate portal of 8-8. I want you to, every single day, for the next 8 days, you're going to write out 16 times affirming what it is that you want to manifest. And you're going to speak about it as it's happening in real time. We know that magic happens in the moment. So you must absolutely be present when you're doing this. And so you can start out with statements like, I just want to thank you for the infinite abundance. I am so grateful for my infinite abundance, and begin to write it out line by line, and you're going to write it out 16 times. Why 16 times? Because 8 plus 8 is 16, and 1 plus 6 is 7. And this goes back to the will again, because 7 is the number of the spiritual teacher. And this is the part of where you will begin to incorporate whatever you want, and also how it will help you to share with the world. And so you will begin to write that out. 7 is a deeply spiritual number, and it's a number about inner workings. So we have that 8-8 code that is also mixing itself with that spiritual number so that you can get whatever you want. And as you're doing this, over this next couple of days of this gateway energy, I want you to do it for 8 days straight and read it every single morning and every single night. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be doing your scribe work, your magical scribe work, and you're going to be scribing what you want to manifest all throughout your energy and all inside of your mind. And this will help you change your mindset. And slowly but surely, you will start to get downloads, just like you see the coins, the gold coins downloading from the digital magic there. You will see downloads start to come that will start to put you on your path, step by step by step, leading you so that you can manifest whatever you want, absolutely whatever you want. Make sure that when you're manifesting it, because this is some serious potent energy, that this is about sustainable wealth. This is about the longevity. Sometimes people get into the manifestation and they only do it for a certain dollar amount, and then 3 months later, 4 months later, they're broke again. They're back in the same place. If you do it the way that we're telling you now, then you'll be able to use these steps and use this process to continuously manifest whatever you want. Absolutely. So those are going to be the techniques that you can use. Use that 888 method. Begin to start writing it down for 8 days. You're going to put those statements in there. I want you to put your own energy in there. That's why I'm not giving you a statement to do. And then after you do that for the 8 days, I want you to start infusing it with your water. So whenever you're drinking water, hold it in your hand, set your intention, and send the energy into the water or the liquid that you're drinking. There's only one rule. You do one thing at a time. So the first step is you make sure you're mindful of writing out, because this is the power to reset and remix the power of your renewal and to activate your energy wealth code. And that is, get your mindset right, number one. Number two, make sure you know what tools you're going to need, or the tools that will get you started. You don't have to know everything. The rest will start to come into you. And number three, your will. And the will must include the world. And this is the part, and of course, this is why so many of us, when we start to open our awareness and our consciousness, we start to want to save the world. Well, the best way to save the world is to infuse it in your will, because we all can take part in saving the world. When you begin to start writing this out, you can write it out in any color that you want. Of course, my color of choice is, you guessed it, blue, because when you write in blue, you can always tell the original. So there you go. I hope this was good for you guys. If it was, don't forget to like and subscribe and hit that bell. And don't forget to come back. Please share what you got on the Spirit Quest. It's going to be so good for the whole world, because we're going to get this confirmation in a couple of days of how we help save the world, all of us here on Planet Remix. And also, don't forget to come back and let us know what you're manifesting, because I know you're manifesting some good stuff out there. Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for us. We just wanted to come on to bring you this blast. We will see you on Friday and, of course, on Sunday night. Always live on Planet Remix. Don't forget to download, download, download. And don't forget, if you're interested in self-invested, questionforblue@gmail.com. Is all you have to do is send an email. Everything is in the show notes. So blessings, blessings, blessings to all of you. Ciao. See you guys later. Have a good one. Manifesting is such a beautiful thing, to get whatever you want and save the world at the same time. A beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing. All right, you guys. I cannot wait to read your comments. I can't wait to read and see what you guys saw in the spirit class. And oh boy, I can't wait till you start doing all of this manifesting, taking advantage of this Lionsgate energy. Oh, wow. What a time to be alive. Peace and love, you guys. I will see you on Friday on Planet Remix. Leave a comment. Ciao.